This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, December 10th, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from the Peel Compton Foundation, celebrating the holidays with the Peel Mansion Victorian Christmas Tour, which wraps up today. Located in downtown Bentonville, the mansion will be open for extended evening hours today. PeelCompton.org for more information. Theater Square continues its seventh season with Period of Adjustment, with performances now through December 30th at Walton Arts Center's Nadine Baum Studio. This play rediscovers Tennessee Williams' only comedy, a humorous and poignant exploration of love and the need for human warmth. Tickets and information are available at theater2.org or 443-5600. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, author Adam Vine stops by the studio to discuss his first collection of poetry titled The Coal Life. Also, we learn more about a group of researchers at the University of Arkansas who have developed a thermal energy storage system. And Roby Brock from our content partner TalkBusiness.net brings us the latest political and business headlines from around the state. Becca Martin Brown from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers has our entertainment suggestions for this evening and more. But first, as more Arkansans crank up their furnaces, water heaters, and other appliances with much cooler temperatures in the coming days, officials are warning of the increased risk for carbon monoxide poisoning. Symptoms such as headaches, dizziness, vomiting, and seizures can result from high levels of carbon monoxide in a person's home. Lisa Washburn is with the University of Arkansas Cooperative Extension Service.
There are some groups of people who are more susceptible to carbon monoxide poisoning than others. It most commonly affects people over the age of 65, but pregnant women, people with anemia, lung disease or heart disease, and young children are also at increased risk.
Washburn advises people to install carbon monoxide detectors in their homes and have all gas appliances professionally inspected every year. Governor Mike Beebe says if Washington shifts the funding responsibility for certain mandatory programs to the states, Arkansas might have to take the federal government to court. Beebe used his weekly radio address Friday to say he's optimistic that Washington can come to an agreement on the budget before mandatory spending cuts and tax increases take place. But he says Washington shouldn't reach an agreement by making program cuts at the expense of states.
We're concerned that federal money for those programs could be reduced to show a savings, but the mandates would still exist. This would place the burden on states to redirect significant money away from other necessary services. We will work as a state to protect programs that lose federal funds, but rigid mandates could put us in court if our limited resources cannot fully compensate for them.
Beebe says he left Washington confident that Congress and the president will be able to come to an agreement on the budget. The Fayetteville Farmers Market will begin its first ever winter market this weekend at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks. Although the winter weather may not permit the availability of all the market's summer offerings, vendors at the winter market will have a wide selection for sale, including root vegetables, winter squashes, eggs, meats, and a variety of produce from greenhouses, including tomatoes, cucumbers, lettuces, and fresh herbs. Lori Boatwright is the manager of the Fayetteville Farmers Market.
It's been something that the market's been looking at for a while, with our vendors moving towards being able to produce food year-round. We've been looking at a winter market. And also, we, you know, just got a deal worked with the Botanical Garden. And just Saturday, we erected a large tent in the meadow just south of the market. And so we'll have some shelter and be able to house not only the vendors, but the shoppers as well.
The decision to hold the winter market at the Botanical Gardens was simple, as the farmers market was already in the process of getting more sheltered space for vendors at the market's regular season.
Well, we'd actually started working on this tent project back in the summer, and just got all final city approval to put it up now. So kind of two birds with one stone, and give us a shot for a winter market, as well as get the tent up for a trial run and see how it works in that space. You know, downtown, we really just don't have the availability for an indoor space.
Boatwright says she expects to see 25 to 30 vendors at the Saturday market through the winter, many of whom participate in the Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday downtown markets and Sunday markets during the regular farmers market season. Hours for the winter markets are 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. starting the Saturday. The winter market will be held on Saturdays at the Botanical Gardens through the month of March, with the regular farmers market season beginning in April. The city of Fayetteville has a new anti-litter and beautification organization. Late last week, city officials officially unveiled Keep Fayetteville Beautiful. City Waste Reduction Coordinator Brian Pugh says the organization is an affiliate of Keep America Beautiful and Keep Arkansas Beautiful.
And the mission for these affiliates are to improve in these communities that they serve. Education components as it pertains to waste reduction and recycling and litter prevention, beautification projects. That's all part of what we're trying to do with Keep Fayetteville Beautiful and make sure that we can coordinate volunteers, get the community involved, get businesses involved to help us achieve those goals.
Pugh says by encouraging a clean overall appearance in the city, Keep Fayetteville Beautiful can help attract tourism and other dollars to the city.
It also helps these communities when businesses that are looking for places to come and move to and become part of the community, if they come in and they see a community that's vibrant and clean with a good, strong community involvement in these programs and showing that it's important, then they're more likely to invest in these communities. So the payback to Fayetteville could be pretty significant if we can ensure that our community is clean and green and has these programs in place to help draw in tourism and other businesses.
While Fayetteville has several community and civic groups working on beautification, recycling, and sustainability efforts, Pugh says Keep Fayetteville Beautiful will help the city coordinate all of those efforts in addition to making the city eligible for certain grant funding. Tonight's weather forecast calls for clear conditions with a low of 14 degrees in northwest Arkansas and a low of 22 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, expect clear skies with a high in the mid to upper 40s. And tomorrow night, expect those clear skies to continue with a low of 23 degrees.